We're learning the fifth parak in Perkei Avos. We're up to Mishnah Yud Gimel. The Mishnah tells us there are arba midos benosnei tzedakah. There are four different types of people when it comes to their giving charity. One is harotzeh sheyitein. It's good. A person enjoys giving charity, realizes there's someone in need. They're more than happy to assist them. However, lo yitnu acherim. Then they say, you know what, I gave enough. You don't have to give this person. He's fine. So, enu ra b'shel acherim. So he says that his eyes are begrudging according to others. That he doesn't want others to be able to receive the sechar, the reward of giving tzedakah. Others explain, the Pharisee Yisrael says, that enu ra b'shel acherim means that you look negatively toward the ani. You say, you know what? I gave him the base, all he needs to survive. He'll be able to probably buy enough food so he won't starve to death. So why should you give him any more than that? So that's the Einu Ra B'Shel Cherem according to that other interpretation. Another person, as the Mishnah discusses, is someone who is Yinu Acherem V'Hulo Yitain. Einu Ra B'Shelo. Second person's, you know, more than happy. I think this ani deserves a lot, and therefore I think everyone here should give this poor person, everyone except for myself. In that situation, that's Einu Ra B'Shelo. You look as an ayin ra toward yourself, that you don't wish to part from your money, and therefore that's your attitude. And the third individual, who is the best, Zitain V'Yitnu Acherim, someone that not only does he give, but also he encourages other people to take part of giving tzedakah. That's considered to be a chassid. Lo Yitain V'Lo Yitnu Acherim Rasha, a person who does not give and also tries to convince other people not to give. That's also, unfortunately, that's someone who's a Rasha, who's not sensitive to the needs of those who are poor. And just one other thought brought down here in the Kehati, he says that when it came to the giving for the Mishkan, it mentioned Zahav, Kesef, and Nechoshes. And there are three different levels based on those three different precious metals, exactly how one could give. When the greatest way of giving is that of zahav, gold, which is compared to a person who gives b'seser. You don't do it flaunting, much fanfare. You give it quietly. No one knows that you gave. The person may not even know that you're the one that gave. And that's based on the Rosh Yitevos, the acronym Ze Hanosin B'Seser. Ze Hanosin B'Seser, one who gives privately, is the Rosh Yitevos Zahav. A person who gives as Kesef is an individual that only will give when he sees someone under tremendous distress, they're dying or there's some very serious situation, then all of a sudden they come up. And that is Kishiroa, when you see Sakana, danger, Poisech, you open up your hands. And that, again, is the Rosh Yitevos of Kesef. Kishiroa, when you see Sakana, the danger, Poisech, that's when you open your hands. And the lowest level is that of Nechoshes, an individual who, similar to this person who didn't give, and perhaps didn't ask others to give either, and only at the very end of his life does he realize that he does not have the schus of giving tzedakah, of being charitable. So, and that's the choshes, which is ne'um cholesh shiyomer tenu, that the sick person, the person who's on his deathbed, says to give. And only at that point does one give. And of course, the goal is to be like the chassid who gives continuously and to give zahav, give on the highest level, zeh noisim b'seser.